Derek Keenan, head coach and GM, joins us. Derek, how are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
Good. Well, that's obviously not great news for your team. Now, usually the question is if this is a playoff game, would he play? Well, obviously, it's clearly an injury for him. Do you expect him maybe to be back next Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe 100% he will be. And I think it's a situation where probably if he goes tonight, good chance that he would do more damage and he would be done for the season. So having this week, one extra week, and in this format of a playoff, really, I mean, obviously we're a better team with him, but at the same time, I don't think any one game is more important than the other in this quirky two-game series. So we'll have him ready for next week.
Okay. So with him out, I know you had Jeremy Thompson play out the front gate last week. Are you going to continue that, or are you going to make another lineup change?
No, we'll do that for sure. We liked what he brought up there. He's he has an element that we really actually don't have on that side of the floor. He's explosive and strong, powerful runner, and he's able to turn corners really hard. And he's a hard guy to guard, hard guy to check. So he's actually, you know, he's more of an offensive player, like from his historically, than he is a defensive transition player. I mean, he really didn't start even playing that role until he came to the NLL and you know, a little bit in Buffalo and then when he came here. So he's got natural offensive ability and certainly has the athleticism, and he's really picked up on things quickly too. But he played quite well in Colorado, and he gives us another kind of a different element that will help us.
A lot of face-off guys are defensive guys. Thompson now is playing out the front gate. Derek, does that change you know, how you attack at times? Couldn't you be more aggressive for him when he wins the ball and goes in rather than maybe sometimes the guy would win it and then peel off?
Yeah, I mean, it gives us a little opportunity when he does win some to get into an early offensive set right away and use his explosiveness in a two-man game or an isolation situation. So, yeah, it definitely adds that.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, I think you probably expected Calgary to beat Colorado the way they've been playing down the stretch. And their offense, you know, Evans, who broke the league record with 130 points in 18 games, ridiculous, had its lowest point total of the year in that game against Colorado, only five. They really seem to spread the ball around a lot more. Are you expecting the same tonight?
I think they're at their best when they do. When they do that, I mean, we've done a good job on them. We've held them to 8-9-9 and 12, and that was an overtime game. We lost 12-11. Didn't think we had our best that night. But, you know, as dangerous as they are, and you watch them on film, and they do a lot of really good things, and they have, you know, great skills and shooting ability and athleticism. But we've done a good job with them. So we'll play our defense. We'll play our team defense against them and not be as focused on matchups as we are on our team concepts. I think that's how we had success against them.
I was looking back to last season, Derek, and I know that, you know, last year's playoffs really mean nothing on the outcome of tonight's game, but you guys were 22 seconds away from winning game one and then ultimately would have won game two, and it wouldn't have mattered with that penalty shot. When you go, do you remember the circumstances of that, how that penalty shot arose?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, definitely. We had too many men on the floor, and it was clear afterwards in the film that we did, and it was just a little bit of an error by one of our guys running out of the floor at the wrong time, and then I scored the penalty shot, and we thought it was a crease in the penalty shot. They didn't review it, which under 2 minutes they really should always review them, but they didn't. So, now you know what, it's done now, and I think our guys are pretty motivated by what occurred last year, and it's a long time ago, but I think our guys have been kind of waiting for this moment for some time now.
Derek Keenan joins us game one tonight at 7:30. Rush taking on the Roughnecks. If you're not going, you can watch it on TSN 2. So on the back end, then LaFontaine will stay in the lineup, or will you keep McGrady in? What are you going to do there?
No, we'll use Johnny for sure. He's played really well. He played great in Colorado, and he's always a steady performer for us. He's got more experience, obviously, and we'll use him. And, of course, Thompson will play a little bit back there as well, and especially second and fourth quarter situations where he can stay on the floor and disrupt their transition a little bit and run back and play. So, yeah, we really have, with him in there, we kind of have 10, but we do want to play him at the front and give us that little bit of extra fun offense, I think, with Jeremy.
How do you approach Calgary? What I've noticed the biggest difference in their game offensively anyway is how they get off the floor a lot quicker in the second half, Derek, and they don't allow teams to transition. I know you guys like to transition Calgary a lot. I looked actually at the games last year in the playoffs. One game you had 11 guys with two or more points and the most had four. Your offense has really changed, though, this year. It's really kind of more of a setup play. Will you expect to run the floor more, or are you pretty comfortable going with what got you to the dance?
Well, we like that part of our game if the opportunity's there. But I agree that Calgary they've done a great job of focusing on that this year. I think most of their season they have. So, but you know, we've outscored them 28-20 in our four games, 5-on-5. So we're pretty comfortable playing even strength lacrosse against them. So we're fine with that as well.
Chiliano, a bigger goalie in between the pipes for Calgary. I know you do a lot, and I don't expect you to give me your scouting report exactly, although that'd be great. But is he a guy that you have to get moving to be successful?
I think that's the case with any goalie. I mean, ball swings seem to be the important thing now because the goalies are good now. And to get him moving and get him off his angles, he's a big, big guy, right? And you know, maybe trying to get him to drop a little bit, and which he has a tendency to do. So the ball movement side to side is really important. Attacking, shooting on the run, I think, is key as well. You know, I think it was kind of proven last week by Colorado that by standing still and trying to shoot around bodies on him is not, you know, you have a lot of success because he's so big. So you got to get him moving, and shots on the run and ball swings, I think, are the key.
Can you measure the psyche of your team right now, Derek? Can you gauge that as a head coach?
Yeah, I think they're really focused, and I think they've been waiting for this for a long time. I just sense that our best lacrosse is ahead of us. That they had a good season, obviously. You know, we won 30 games in the last 2 years, so our guys know how to win. Now it's a bigger stage, and there's more at stake, and I think they've been waiting for this, and I think they're really going to embrace it and run with it tonight.
Last year in Game 2, Derek, you guys were up big in that game, and no, I don't know if you sit back or not, but last year that happened a few times. This year your team, it seems, when you've had big leads, you haven't really, other than the Minnesota game, really allowed them to evaporate. Has that been a focal point for your team?
I think so. We've done a good job this year of holding on to them, and also of just kind of, you know, things are going to happen. You're going to get scored on, but our guys, you kind of have that what's next attitude, and that's going to be really important against these guys because they can score in bunches if you get all rattled and upset about what just happened. I mean, you have to move on. It's a 60-minute game, and there tend to be runs, but we want to limit theirs and have as many of ours as we can. So I think we've matured that way, I think, a little bit as a group.
Derek Keeney, head coach, GM of the Edmonton Rush. Join us. We had Kirk Malowski, their head coach, on yesterday. He doesn't feel that the home floor will really ultimately change that much. Both teams get a game at home. You know, we saw it last year, the first time ever that both home teams won their home games. But when it came down to the tiebreaker, it was 50-50, and you guys being on the losing end, and then Rochester won it. Do you approach it at all differently for your team? Like, were you able to practice differently because you were coming off the bye in Edmonton, Derek? Did it allow you to do some things that you couldn't do last year heading into Game 1?
No, we're pretty much the same. I mean, we get into this stage of the season, and we were running through sets last night and even this morning, shoot around, we're kind of going, man, we've done this so many times this year that we pretty much got everything nailed down. So, and we wanted to last night just get a really good run in because we've been off for a week, and which was good for us. We got some good rest in, and guys are healthy. So, other than Churchy, but so it was nothing. No, we didn't do anything different, I don't think. I mean, our preparation was the same, and obviously preparing for Calgary, we're very familiar with as well.
Without Robert Church, he led your team in power play goals, Derek, with 14 this year. How is that going to impact your power play formation?
Well, I mean, we used Marty Dinsdale there, and Colorado didn't have a lot of power plays. So I thought he was excellent. So think he scored one on it, and he shoots the ball really well. And he's not a big drop off with him. He's been great, and he's a skilled guy who really pays attention to detail in terms of shooting plans and set plays and that. So we'll do that. I mean, I don't think we'll have a lot of strong right looks without Robert in there. So we'll but you know, we hope to play a 5-on-5 game. I think we've done some things. We made some adjustments. The last time we played Calgary in the back-to-back from the first game to the second game, we made some adjustments on our power play that helped us a lot against them, and we'll continue to do that.
Any adjustments you have to make to guard their power play, which has been the best in the league 2 years running?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously the biggest thing is trying to stay out of the box as much as you can. Yeah, you want to try and limit what they get inside, that's for sure. I mean, they're really good at getting the ball inside, and we want to, you know, you're going to give up shots, you want to give up perimeter shots. We want to take away the middle, especially on Doby, and a little bit Beltman gets in there as well. So we want to eliminate those ones and try and, if we're going to give up a shot, it's going to be a perimeter shot.
Well, Derek, good luck tonight and into game two.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason.